This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Chris Cuomo, the lesser. This is him now justifying violence against Antifa. Remember when Antifa was out there in certain cities beating the hell out of people and causing destruction of property? Chris Cuomo said it was kind of a moral imperative to be able to do stuff like this. Take a listen.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument. If you're a punk who comes to start trouble in a mask and hurt people, you're not about any virtuous cause. You're just somebody who's going to be held to the standard of doing something wrong. But when someone comes to call out bigots and it gets hot, even physical, are they equally wrong as the bigot they are fighting? I argue no. Fighting against hate matters. Now, how you fight matters too. There's no question about that. But drawing a moral equivalency between those espousing hate and those fighting it because they both resort to violence emboldens hate, legitimizes hateful belief, and elevates what should be stamped out. Two wrongs and what is right. The bigots are wrong to hit. Antifa or whomever, anarchist or malcontent or misguided, they are also wrong to hit. But fighting hate is right. And in a clash between hate and those who oppose it are on the side of right. Think about it. Civil rights activists, were they the same morally as the bigots, as the racists with whom they exchanged blows? Are people who go to war against an evil regime on the same moral ground as those they seek to stop from oppressing the weak? When you punch me in the nose for being Italian and you say I'm somehow less than, am I in the same moral place when I punch you back for saying that? It's not about it being right in the eyes of the law, but you also have to know what's right and wrong in a moral and a good and evil sense.
All right, so that's his lecture, his holier-than-thou moral lecture, and when it's okay to hit and when it's not. So then by that, using your standard, using the Cuomo standard, if somebody comes up to you and calls you a word you don't like, it doesn't sound to me like it meets the Cuomo standard for punching them in the face or threatening violence, based on your own standard, based on your own standard that you just lecture the nation about. Well, not the nation, but the hundreds of people that watched your CNN primetime show. So based on that, somebody calls you a word you don't like. That's not an ethnic slur, by the way, Fredo. It doesn't sound like it meets the Chris Cuomo standard for punching them in the face or threatening them to. That's what I'm saying. Also, if Anna Navarro, fake Republican operative Anna Navarro, can use the F word, the new F word for Italians, then are you going to ban Anna Navarro from CNN? Because it sounds to me, when she talked about Donald Trump Jr., she was engaging in racism.
Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right,
I don't,
you know what?
I don't want to talk about
hang on. Does Chris Cuomo correct her here and say, Anna, that's an ethnic slur?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, it's a 13-second clip, but no.
That's a shame. He had an opportunity right there to correct her in front of the entire nation. Well, hundreds of people. And set the record straight that nobody should ever use the F word.
I mean, you would think if it was such an awful word that...
You would think, right?
Would, I mean, not have her back.
You would think at that moment, you go, Anna, please don't use ethnic slurs on my show. Anna, please.
Daddy kept Fredo back home, so... Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about
All right, Anna. So he doesn't say at that moment, you're using an ethnic slur?
No.
He doesn't say that?
No.
That's a shame. He had an opportunity right there to set the nation straight.
Yes.
To let everybody know. Because that's certainly how he responded when somebody called him Fredo. Now, when somebody calls Donald Trump Jr. Fredo, he just moves on. Somebody calls him Fredo. Well, now that's a much different scenario. Cut 9 of the Chris Cuomo freakout.
Yes.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass
From the right, call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much...
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was our weak brother.
Isn't that your
And they
brother,
use
though?
It as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Are
you Italian?
I got a little bit.
An insult to your people.
I didn't know that.
It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't call me a insult.
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV.
Let's
go. Insult me like that.
Man.
I didn't insult you.
Crazy.
It's like I call you pumpkin. You like that?
All right, now here's my question now. Can we add him yelling it's an ethnic slur to Anna Navarro? Like, are we able to edit that so that Anna Navarro says about Donald Trump Jr. and then he starts yelling at Anna Navarro? And then I wonder, because that might, we can maybe get that viral, Dawn. You never know. We might be able to get that going.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, especially if we can have him going, Anna, that's an ethnic slur, Anna. F you, Anna. You know, and just start going after Anna Navarro. I love it. We could probably do Greg Stockers. We have very good magic with this kind of audio stuff, Dawn, as you can imagine. So
yes, Greg especially.
Yeah, so we can see if we can pull that off. That would be something right there. 855-839-1210. And clearly now, Chris Cuomo needs to be on the red flag list. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt.
But he's right in front of his 9-year-old daughter saying that.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. He's a little bit unhinged. Oh. It's painful to listen to, is it not? I should also mention to you as well, by the way, that CNN is completely standing by him, and that's amazing too, because he's number 16 in the ratings. So, you know, usually if you're number 16 in the ratings, they go, dude, calm the hell down. Chill out, man. Get some help. I think he definitely needs help. There's no doubt in my mind. I feel bad for him. I feel sympathy for him. Biography.com. All right. This is, they have a story about him. Inside the family, when he decided to move to journalism, inside the family, Cuomo's new choice of profession was greeted with some skepticism. To his father, Governor Mario Cuomo, journalism was a... I can't say this with a straight face. I'm not making this up. You vouch for me?
I'm vouching. It's right here. I can't believe it. What is it, like 2014 interview you have?
All right. See, I didn't even find... Dawn brought this to my attention, okay? All right. Inside the family, Cuomo's new choice of profession was greeted with some skepticism. To his father, journalism was a lesser form of public service. I swear on my life and on the life of my children. This is literally in the biography.com story. Journalism was a lesser form of public service. Quote, my pop didn't want me to go into journalism. He used to say, why do you just cover these things? Why don't you go out and do them? His brother Andrew, now Governor Andrew Cuomo, was also skeptical, counseling his brother, you got to decide what's more important, your personal celebrity or what you're able to do for other people. And then he added, journalism was never that great. So right off the bat, he entered the family business. He turned down the family business.
Yes.
Politics, decided to go into journalism, where he initially was greeted by his father and his brother. They're mocking him for going into the lesser profession.
Yes.
So he's carrying around a whole lot of issues. I mean, this guy is a case study in family rage.
Yes.
Of somebody who's dealing with all these issues. He's got daddy issues and big brother issues.
Clearly.
Right?
Yes.
And he also has JFK Jr. issues. John F. Kennedy Jr. and him were buddies, I guess. And what John F. Kennedy Jr. told him after they received their law degree from Fordham University, and Cuomo went on to a lucrative career as a Wall Street lawyer, while becoming one of the most sought-after bachelors in New York, in 1997, People Magazine included him on its most beautiful people list. W Magazine, which was owned by the late John F. Kennedy Jr., owned the magazine, called him New York's most eligible bachelor. But John Kennedy Jr., who later advised Cuomo, said to him, quote, don't worry, they'll always consider you to be the poor man's me. JFK Jr. said that to him in 1997.
His best friend, who tragically died in a plane crash,
right.
His dad and his brother.
All putting him down his entire life.
So can you imagine when he hears the Rich Scioli show, he gets all these tweets, and you're calling him the lesser?
And literally, his dad told him it was a lesser profession.
Oh my goodness.
And now I'm calling him the lesser. I mean, I am the biggest bully in media.
Well, no, actually, you're quoting his dad.
John F. Kennedy Jr. is hazing him.
Oh,
his dad's going, laugh for nothing, but this is a lesser profession. His brother's going, journalism was never that great. And now he's dealing with this his entire life. And then he gets into journalism. He tries to make the big time, and he's number 16. Meanwhile, his brother is probably going to run for president in 2024. I mean, it's like daddy issues and big brother issues. So now a guy comes up to him in the streets of New York and calls him Fredo, and he loses his friggin' mind. Loses it. Threatening to throw the guy down the stairs and break his legs and kill him.
We have him responding to Anna Navarro.
Oh, good. Anna Navarro, who called Donald Trump Jr. Fredo, Dawn, the F word, Dawn. You see, this is an ethnic slur, Dawn. You can't have people calling people ethnic slurs, all right? It's a sin.
Daddy kept Fredo back home.
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about...
Anna, you said Fredo is from The Godfather. It was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
brother?
And
they used it as an Italian aspersion. It's a f***ing insult to your people. It's an insult to your f***ing people. It's like the N-word for us. Is that a cool f***ing thing?
Wow. Good for him for putting Anna Navarro in her place after she called Donald Trump Jr. the F word. Good for him. Bravo, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. You're standing up for Italians everywhere. This is like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's just a fantasy of what he would what it could have been like if he had just put Anna Navarro in her place, yeah. That racist bee. That little racist Anna Navarro. Anna, it's an effing slur, Anna, and I'll break your friggin' legs, Anna. Now, what do we get? We get that thing where you can put video clips or something?
Yes.
This would be perfect for our debut one. Is that I wonder if we can do that. That could be good.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Because we got to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Washington, we'll call it, Chris Cuomo correcting Anna Navarro and defending Donald Trump Jr. when she called him an absolutely awful Italian ethnic slur.
And this is newly discovered video and audio by executive producer Greg Stocker.
Exclusive. Discovered audio Once Upon a Time in Washington. What could have happened? What really should have happened? See, and I blame Anna Navarro for that guy calling him Fredo on the streets. He thought it was perfectly acceptable.
Words have consequences.
Words have consequences. Just saying.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.